Selections, published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2005. The Number Kid.
Steven!
Shouted Billy from the back of the class.
What's 160 divided by 7?
22.85714,
replied Steven without looking up.
Good job! Thanks!
Said Billy, copying the number down in his notebook.
Steven, when's Thomas's birthday?
Asked Mary.
It's February 16th,
said Steven.
And he was born on a Tuesday.
Wow!
Said Thomas.
How did you know that?
You told me,
said Steven.
I did?
Said Thomas, looking confused.
When did I tell you?
On November 5th, last year at 3:05 p.m. We were in the yard playing baseball and everyone was shouting about their birthday,
said Steven.
Don't you remember?
Well, no, I don't,
said Thomas.
That's nearly 10 months ago.
It's actually 9 months, 3 days, 4 hours, and 60 minutes ago,
said Steven, looking briefly at his watch.
You did that calculation in your head?
Asked Mary, amazed.
Yes, of course,
said Steven.
How else would I have done it?
With the calculator,
said Thomas.
Come on, you're doing it all on a calculator, aren't you?
No, I'm not,
said Steven.
I don't have a calculator,
he continued.
Everyone has a calculator,
laughed Ginny from the front of the class.
You mean you use a calculator for your homework?
Steven stared at Ginny as if he didn't believe her.
Don't you do it in your head?
He asked.
No way,
laughed Ginny.
I'm no good at math. I always check everything with my calculator.
Steven, what's 11,987 minus 5 divided by 19?
Asked Bart.
It's 630.6316,
Steven said.
You're amazing,
said Bart.
Okay, let's try again. When is Carol's birthday?
It's July 15th, and before you ask, she was born in the Maryland Hospital at 6 p.m. exactly on a Friday.
Carol was so amazed that she fell off her chair.
Wow!
Said Thomas.
You know what? We have a real genius here. Right here in our class.
He looked at Steven and gave him a big smile. Steven turned bright red, like a tomato.
I'm not a genius,
he said quietly.
I'm just Steven.
But you're so good at math and remembering things. Surely you must be a genius,
said Bart kindly.
I can prove I'm not,
said Steven. He got up very slowly and went to Carol's desk. He picked up a painting of hers from Tuesday's art class. Then he went to Thomas's desk and pulled out Thomas's geography notebook. Next, he walked over to Mary's desk and asked her to hand him her history homework. Finally, he walked up to Bart and said,
"Can I borrow your English notebook, please?"
Steven went to the front of the class and stood in front of the board where everyone could see him.
"Tell me what you see,"
he said, and he held up Carol's painting.
"A really good picture of a river with houses in the background and a dog barking,"
said Thomas.
"Right,"
said Steven. Next, he picked out Thomas's geography notebook.
"Listen carefully,"
he said.
"Test 1, May 7th, 10 out of 10. Test 2, May 14th, 10 out of 10. Test 3, May 21st, 10 out of 10. Test 4, May 28th, 10 out of 10.
"Good job,"
whispered Mary.
"Now you, Mary,"
said Steven.
"History project last semester. Teacher's comments. An excellent piece of work. History project last year. Teacher's comments. Excellent. Good job, Mary. Now listen very carefully,"
said Steven.
"I'm going to read you a poem."
The class fell silent as Steven read the poem aloud. It was from Bart's English notebook. When he finished, everyone clapped.
"What a beautiful poem,"
said Carol.
"And what a nice way to prove you're not a genius,"
said Bart.
You just showed us all that we're all geniuses in our special ways, didn't you?
I hope so,
said Stephen. And he went back to his desk without another word.